You're listening to Banal Leakage, Episode 61, Legal Status. So what should have been the first podcast for March of 2015 is about a month overdue. About. speaking of legal status, I am drinking Jim Beam single barrel bourbon tonight. So, yeah, didn't do a damn podcast all last week. Going to try and get some done tonight, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. It's always catch up around here with me. So what should be a bit warmer weather is now cold this first few days of April. So warm will be here soon. And with that, let's start the news. Former Arizona County Sheriff, who's against Obamacare, needs help paying medical bills. So this guy, his name is Richard Mack. He's, like I said, he's very much against Obamacare. Yeah, he doesn't like it one bit. He's a self-proclaimed member of the Constitutional Sheriff Movement. I'm thinking Joe Arpaio's a member of that one, too. So, anyway, he's having struggles paying his medical bills. He and his wife contracted serious illnesses. He suffered a heart attack himself. The article didn't say what his wife was suffering. At least I couldn't find it. And he has made many attempts to block the Affordable Care Act using all sorts of methods, like a lawsuit against gun control, and trying to tie that to how states can refuse to take support for the Affordable Care Act. Yeah, brilliant. But now, he is self-employed and cannot pay his medical bills because he doesn't have health insurance coverage. So a GoFundMe account has been set up so others can pay his medical bills. Yeah, because God forbid he should let any government agency pay for health care. Well, maybe he did when he was a sheriff. I got kind of sick reading about his constant trying to block everything here, I don't really feel bad for this guy, It's kind of like sickness karma, so... Against Obamacare. I hate it. Gun control. No. Oh, my God. I had a heart attack, and I need health care, and I don't have any. Fancy that. So anyone is more than happy to donate to his cause. I don't plan to. But know that he doesn't care about your health in the end. Just his, quote-unquote, stress while dealing with the illness. So go read the article. It's an interesting read. This guy's a loon, in my opinion. So don't really have much to say other than what I've already said here. GoFundMe wants others to pay for his health care. Doesn't want taxpayers to pay for it. Bit of ironic logic there. DEA agent warns of stoned rabbits if Utah passes medical marijuana. So this guy, his name is Matt Fairbanks. And he is a current DEA agent, not a retired or former, like the last guy was a former. So, but anyway, he is speaking out with this warning, his experience in pot raids and backcountry marijuana, and garner him some type of expert. Oh my God, he's an expert. Okay, let's listen to this guy. So much that he worries about rabbits eating this weed being grown on the mountainsides and getting stoned. So people, yes, it's common. Illegal weed gets grown on mountainsides and on government property or private property or the back country or backwoods, whatever you want to call them. So, yeah. And he's, what he's worried about? He's worried about rabbits getting stoned. Growing accustomed to eating this marijuana that's grown illegally. Oh, what's next? Skunkweed? Seriously. What's he been smoking? all right. So all joking aside, he is out in left field. His arguments against any type of legislation fall flat pretty quick since... you look to the history, kind of look at how things have gone. The more legalizing of pot that happens, the less illegal pot will be grown. Pretty simple math. Well, so the bill eventually failed by one vote. And this is the Utah legislature. One vote. Gosh, it was a 15 to 14 vote, if I remember right. So I wonder if this wingnut would have kept his mouth shut. There might have been a bit more support for this. And so that, we say, rabbits, eat all the weed you want. Body camera maker, Taser, taser guns, has ties to police chiefs. Funny that. So from Fort Worth, Texas to Salt Lake City, Utah, police chiefs have financial benefits to purchasing body cameras from this stun gun maker. Most of the time, there are no bid purchases. So Taser says, besides stun guns, we're going to make body cameras. Yeah. So they're pretty much the only bid here. So no one else gets to bid on this. So it excludes other companies that make body cameras. Well, kind of sucks, Taser might be the only game in town, but they are not. There are other body camera companies. So the conflict of interest here is that these police chiefs, like Chris Burbank of Salt Lake City, who gets some travel paid for by Taser. This Jeffrey Halstead, who is a former police chief of Fort Worth, Texas, he's been quoted after signing a contract with Taser as saying, "Someone should give me a raise." This raises questions all over the place, such as how other companies get shut out and no chance to bid their body camera products. Also, what kind of possible insight would a police chief have over how to turn off a body camera or delete footage? You deal with the same company, they might say, here's the other manual you might want. Yeah. So just want to make sure there's some transparency here. Chris Burbank's been out and he's mentioned that, his travel's been paid for and all that. So he's trying to be transparent. But, this bias here, I don't know. I don't think this doesn't sound right here. So there has to be transparency. Otherwise, body cameras won't be effective at all. So let's have some other bids from other companies. Happens all the time in pretty much every industry. Might as well be the police force. This week's rant. This one might be a little longer one here, so bear with me and have a good listen. So the first Tesla showroom in Utah stopped from opening because of an archaic law protecting dealers and franchisees. So Tesla, the electric car company, has set up shop here in Utah. For the first time, I just drove by the dealership. It's not right downtown Salt Lake City, but it's, a good 20 blocks away. But anyway, it's next to other car dealers, motorcycle dealers. Anyway, so they're all ready to sell new cars to consumers. So they built this, structure, a showroom, if you will. It's a small showroom. They have Tesla chargers installed. They have Teslas in the parking lot that are being charged by these chargers. And people are ready. We have Utahns driving Teslas. Not a lot. I've seen a few, here in the last few weeks. But since I started working downtown again. But they just want to sell. So there's just one glitch. It's illegal. So turns out that existing car dealerships have already created laws years ago to prevent an automaker from selling directly to the consumer. Yeah, there's all this legal mumbo-jumbo bullshit. There are things that say that that car manufacturers, automakers, cannot sell directly to, their customers. So they work through dealerships. So dealerships have local support. They set up, repairs and all that kind of stuff. It's a great system. So it shouldn't be the only game in town, but hey, here in Utah and many other states that Tesla's been kicked out of, it is. So Utah is no different than other states. Now New Jersey just recently signed a bill that allows Tesla to sell cars. Previously, they tried to block it as well. Car dealership lobby. That's all I'm going to say right here. So the auto dealership lobby has fought hard against this law, And the bill that was created to allow Tesla to sell cars directly to Utah drivers, it failed in the 2015 legislative session. Quite a few votes. You know, these archaic freaks. You know, one of the state representatives, whose name I won't mention here, but I wrote him a letter, a nice scathing letter. It says, so he doesn't want to cater to just one type of car or one type of automaker. So as it turns out, the Utah legislature does have a history of catering to one type of dealership, at least, you know. So we have this dealership here in Utah called Larry H. Miller Group, and they own the Utah Jazz, they own the Energy Solutions Arena where the Jazz play, and they own in multiple states, but mostly here in Utah, but, you know, like 30, 40, 50, 100, I lost count, dealerships, you know, Honda, Ford, Chevy, you know, you name it, they have, you know, they have all these dealerships. So, back many years ago, there were other car dealers that were open on Sundays. Yeah. So, Larry H. Miller, he's been passed away some years ago. He died from health complications. But anyway, so he went to the legislature and goes, these other dealers are able to sell cars on Sunday. I don't want that to happen. So, worried about no sales because he was a Mormon and he went to his Mormon legislatures and they decided to create a law that prohibited selling cars on Sundays. So now Tesla wants to do business and the lawmakers say no, turning away business and tax dollars. Shame on you, Utah. This week's shameless plug, Legoland in California builds a 500,000 brick Death Star. So attached to the show notes is the video that shows this Lego Death Star. So as a self-professed and lifelong Lego fan, this is pretty freaking awesome. This behemoth of a Death Star resides, like I said, at Legoland in Carlsbad, California. Incredible creations like this deserve to be celebrated and praised on every single level. This Death Star weighs 1,900 pounds. It's 13 feet high, 8 feet wide. It even includes a working laser, like in the 1977 movie where it takes out the planet Alderaan. Oh, man. Death Star. So, or, if you look at it, you know how, watch the video, they kind of, like, take it apart. Not take it apart, but, you know, show how it works and everything. You could do a recreated destroying of the Death Star itself by a force-induced calculated shot by Luke Skywalker. Woo-hoo! Of course, we wouldn't want to destroy this Lego creation. No. Not just because of how many Lego pieces it took to build it, but the time and effort to make it perfect. Oh, I hope to see this in person someday. I've been to Legoland back in October 2011. They had a Star Wars thing. I had my picture taken with Chewbacca and quite a few other Star Wars things. So, you know, now this new addition, this Death Star. Death Star is pretty awesome. Pretty big part of the Star Wars empire. So, you know, if you're traveling to Legoland anytime soon, this is something you should go check out. Especially if you love Legos like I do. Everyone must get stoned. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.